going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump Day, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day just a couple of minutes from right now. Let you hear a little bit from Terry Fontenot in about 20 minutes, as well as he met with the media earlier this morning, covering all kinds of different draft-related stuff, who they're going to take at 15, who they're going to take in the second round, what their plan is with Kirk Cousins. Well, all those questions were asked. Yes. He didn't tell you what he was going to do.
Of course not.
But he talked about that kind of stuff, and we'll let you hear some of what he had to say. Coming up in 20 minutes, and then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40 as well.
Tickets.
Oh, yeah, that's right. How about we reward you for listening? I said I was going to do it last hour, and I forgot. But right now, if you're calling number 6, you can win a family 4-pack of tickets to the 40th anniversary season of the Georgia Renaissance Festival on the festival grounds in Fairburn, Georgia, open every Saturday and Sunday, and Memorial Day, Monday through June 1st. So, caller number 6 right now, 404-726-0929. We're going to send you to the Georgia Renaissance Festival,
man.
Courtesy of Andy and Randy.
I know I need to get tickets for something, Andy. Because I keep seeing on my timeline this Sinners. Have you seen it, Abe?
Oh, I've heard a lot about this movie. Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah,
right?
Michael B. Jordan. I'm a big Michael B. Jordan fan.
Yeah.
So I need to know. Abe, have you seen it yet?
No, the baseball trip canned my would be Thursday trip.
Okay, it's Thursday. Well, I got draft tomorrow. Okay, but yeah.
Well, Accountant 2 comes out tomorrow too.
Who?
The Accountant 2.
Oh, Ben Affleck.
They have another one. That's right. They do have another one that came out.
That tomorrow. First movie was good.
That
I
first
liked
one was good. The first one was good.
Out tomorrow.
But yeah, I'm going to have to go and get to now. This Sinners, I don't know. Is it sci-fi? Or
I think it's about vampires.
Oh.
Right? Okay. Kind of? It's kind of a vampire movie?
Okay.
I like vampire movies.
Not a big vampire movie.
Really?
No, not a big. Only vampire movie.
Lost Boys?
That's the only one I ever liked.
Yeah.
It's probably the only one I've ever seen, too.
Dusk Till Dawn?
Never seen it.
Really?
Never seen it.
You should watch that.
Yeah, but no, I'm a big
as good as Selma Hayek can look.
I'm a big Lost Boys.
She can look good.
Yes, she can.
But Lost Boys is amazing. The movie was great.
I can wear my leather pants and leather tank top to the movies with my wife.
You're gonna wear a leather pants and boots and a leather tank top to go see a vampire movie?
Yeah, why
they're gonna
not?
Think you're Blade. Also, don't like Blade?
No.
Really? I like the first one.
I love Wesley Snipes. I've never seen him.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
No, I haven't seen
it.
That's what I'm saying. I've never seen
it. This is weird that I've seen stuff that you haven't seen.
Yeah,
this
no,
never
I'm,
happens.
I'm not a
vampire.
Not into vampires, not into superheroes.
I don't care about superheroes.
Yeah, no.
Always liked vampires.
Yeah, not really.
You're
not a big vampire guy.
Always kind of had a thing. Yeah, kind of want
to,
yeah.
Yeah, so I need to go, and I'm going to go see it.
Don't have a fetish, but like if I were to, it might be that.
Hey, there it is. Ain't nothing wrong with biting necks.
Nah, there's nothing. Vampires are sexy.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of women think that, though. A lot of women think that.
Men do, too. Women vampires.
Oh. Oh, yeah, because what was her name?
I don't mean Blade is sexy. I mean, I think women vampires are sexy.
Okay, Oren just texted me. He saw it. It's about vampires in the 1930s in South Mississippi.
Okay.
Oh, so it's going to be like vampires facing racism?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Kind of. Oh. Okay.
Really? No, seriously. Abe's like.
There's going to be some tones of racism stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, but.
Well.
All right.
I don't know how you're going to be racist to a damn vampire.
Well, good luck.
Good luck with that.
Well, I mean, you do, right? Because we all hate vampires, right?
I ain't got no problem with them. They don't bother me.
Well, until they try and bite you.
In like real life, I wouldn't want, but like, you know, because vampires can't come in unless you invite them in, right?
I'm not entirely sure that's the full story, but sure.
Here's the other thing that I don't like about the making up new rules about vampires. Mm-hmm. While we're on this, I didn't know I was going to get on my soapbox about vampires today, mm-hmm. but while we're here, allow me to step up here. Because there's that movie that came out, that book, Twilight, right? Mm-hmm. And I saw the first movie because it happened in Washington, and I don't know, maybe it was a girl-related. I don't know what it was, but the movie sucked. And all the other ones I'm sure do, too. The vampire went in the sun and just started to sparkle. What I understood was if vampires went out in the sun, they burst into flames.
That's what I thought, too.
That's more close to accurate.
You can't just change vampire rules. The rules are if you come out in the daytime, you burn up.
Also, look, so there are rules, meaning we believe that vampires are real.
Yeah, well, the rules were always in the movies that lasted forever. They couldn't come in if you didn't invite them in. If they went out in the daytime, they'd burn up. They sleep at night upside down. There's vampire rules.
Yes. That's what I mean.
You can't just change the rules.
These are all the things that I saw. I mean, everybody's let me know it's good. Okay. All right, so that's something.
The guy who directed it is the same guy that did Creed, right?
And it's Jordan Peele.
It's Coogler, yeah.
That movie's amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, Jordan Peele's a producer.
He's okay. Very good. I like Jordan Peele.
Yeah, all the ingredients are adding up. Okay. Maybe I'll even go see this.
I'm going to have to catch and see it. Yeah,
I go see this.
Leather pants and all.
Haley Steinfeld's in it. Mrs. Josh Allen.
I was going to go buy some.
Yeah. You think you should do that?
Yeah, I'll go buy some. You think they got some TJ Maxx?
Leather pants?
Yeah.
Not real leather, I don't think.
Not that'll fit you. Well, actually, TJ Maxx, maybe the only ones left are the one that'll fit really.
Yeah, I feel like the large sizes are probably easier to find than TJ Maxx.
I know where I can get a leather tank top. Spencer's.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, probably a lot of places you can get a leather tank top.
Get a leather tank top.
Okay.
Yeah, leather tank top.
All right. Yeah. Let's get to the big story of the day.
I look like a vampire, though, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Black leather. Vampire. QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Sean Murphy, down the left field line. He is on an absolute tear. Another match from Murph.
Yeah, we could have gone a different direction. Fine.
Well, get the over slider here. Not a very good one. We know Sean Murphy is going to be aggressive on pitches. He sees something in the zone. It doesn't matter if it's spinning or if it's straight. He's going to take a big hack at it.
Yeah, so Sean Murphy's not even playing today. It's the fourth inning. The Braves are losing 1-0 to the Cardinals. So Elder's actually doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
They just got through four. He's only given up one. Unfortunately, they haven't scored any because Miles Michaelis is too much for them to deal with today.
Yeah.
I guess they did too much scoring yesterday. Only scored four yesterday. But the game's not over yet. They've been an eighth inning team.
We mentioned it yesterday. If they're an eighth inning four-plus run team, except yesterday.
They decided to give up three runs in the eighth inning yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, game's going on. Would like to see them win the series, please. It'd be feeling good. And we spoke too soon on Bryce Elder because he's
I thought that was the end of the inning.
Yeah, he's gave up. but
whoops.
They have had opportunities to score. A couple guys on third base so far in this game. Did not drive them in. So that's the going back to the typical when they were losing type race. But they're playing well, Andy. The guys are hitting the ball well. Marcell Ozuna, Michael Harris led off the game with the hit. So, I mean, these are things that we talked about leading up to him in that leadoff spot and everything, because you want to get him more at bats and all of the other logistical stuff. But, yeah, it sucks to be losing 1-0 in the afternoon. I saw that Tara's there, Bo.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she.
Yeah, so I just looking at her picture. She's like,
for people who don't know who that is, that's Bo's lady.
Yeah, one of a client of hers from the Delta Club reached out and offered her tickets.
I need to find me some Delta Club friends.
I couldn't go, for obvious reasons.
Why'd you tell me? I would have went. Oh, damn, I got work.
You guys both had the same reason. You guys both had the same commitment.
Yeah, damn, I got to work.
Yeah, they lost yesterday. They're losing right now. Spencer Strider, grade one.
Yeah.
Hamstring strain, so it's better.
I know, Bo.
Better than grade four.
Have you ever seen this throwing routine? Where he throws 75 feet
Yeah, long toss.
I've seen that. Long toss is fun
I
to
actually
watch,
sent
though.
Y'all a picture
when they
of
when
him
they throw from
toss.
Like corner to corner, uh-huh. They just open it up and they throw the ball like 300 or 400 feet in the air. It's insane.
Really? 75, yeah. 75 feet is not even really
75 is fine, but when he's out there just letting it fly, they're playing long toss.
They don't bother the arm or nothing?
That's good for it.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, like, you know, I'm the type of person, you know, I want to take as least amount of throws as possible.
It's just like working out an arm. Like, you start close, and then you just move back incrementally as you throw. Oh.
It's really, if you ever can get to a ballpark early and watch batting practice, that's really, really fun. But then also, if you can see the pitchers out there doing that kind of stuff. I remember when I was a kid, we went to, it was Nolan Ryan's last game ever that he ever pitched. And he was warming up, and they were doing long toss, and him and the catcher were just, like, circling the field. This guy was throwing it from, like, third base to the warning track just to warm up for the game. Now, in the game, I think he tore his rotator cuff. But he was 47 years old, so whatever, man. Like,
damn.
Nolan Ryan's doing what Nolan Ryan did. But just, like, watching him do that and warm up was insane.
I love
and he was throwing fastballs that far. Like, it was crazy. So
could have been that. Like, I'm not going to say that. It could have been that, but yeah. Well, going to get this thing done, man, because we got to get ready for the draft. Well, we're going to talk mostly draft tomorrow anyways. But, yeah, Bryce Elder is he's holding it down, Andy. We have not – because I thought he would be done after the second inning. I promise you I did. But he's still in there, one-run game. Just give him some help, fellas. Somebody. All right, Ozzie, do something, okay, so we can have some good Grieger going tonight. Period. NBA – oh, we haven't even mentioned NBA playoffs, have we?
Nope.
Lakers won.
Yeah, that was a good performance by them last night. They came out – and had a real emphasis on defense.
Yes.
And if look, they're not going to be able to play with that level of effort for 16, I don't think.
No.
But I think they could definitely beat the Timberwolves if they play like that again. The question was going to be how physical can they be. They were physical as hell last
yes,
night.
Yes, they were.
And it was impressive to watch. I don't know that there's any more disrespectful relationship in sports right now than Luka and Rudy Gobert.
Yes.
What Luka Doncic does to Rudy Gobert.
And that's unfair to
Rudy. Every single time they play.
And that's unfair to Rudy.
They got to stop switching.
That's unfair.
You got to stick with your man when it's Luka. You have to fight
the damn pick.
You have to stop switching Rudy Gobert on Luka because he's emasculating
him
at the top of the key every chance that he gets.
Fight through it.
And Luka takes extra pride in it too, you can tell.
Yeah.
Like he clears everybody out. He's like, yeah, come on. Let the big French guy come out here.
Slovenia. He's from Slovenia, right?
I think that's right. Yeah.
Slovenia and France got something going on.
Well, everybody knows they've had a long history of strife.
He giving him that work. He's just like, will y'all please stop switching?
Yeah, they got to stop doing that. They got to stop doing that. Yeah. But anyway, the Lakers played good last night, so they evened up that series. Guess Anthony Edwards got fined. He should have got a raise.
$300? $1,000?
So, yeah, I guess at the end of game one, there was some Lakers fans heckling Rudy. And I can't say what Ant-Man said. I wish I could. And he clapped back with what I think is one of the all-time great clapbacks in the history of fan-player interactions. Mm-hmm. The guy was yelling at Rudy, and Ant goes, this man's got $200 million. Rudy taps him and goes, shows him three fingers.
Yes.
And Ant goes, sorry, this man's got $300 million. And then Ant said one other thing that I really can't say on the radio.
Yes.
But I already really liked Anthony Edwards.
Mm.
Now I like him even more.
My thing is, like, I hope that dude shut the hell up.
I hope so, too.
Yeah, shut the hell up, man.
Yeah, I mean, right. He told him the bank account and the manhood part.
Yeah.
So,
all right, shut up. Shut up over there.
There isn't anything else you can say at that point.
Man, like Wesley. Shut up, Wesley.
Also, they were winning that game, too. So, like, there's nothing that you can say at that point. Boo. Yeah, boo me.
Like, yeah,
boo me.
I'm really mad.
Yeah.
That somebody that lives in Los Angeles is booing.
Got I got $300 million in the bank. Where's your girlfriend at?
Tell her to meet me in the tunnel.
You want to say hi? $300,000 is a lot of money for a fine, though. Like, I thought they should have paid him $300,000 for that. All right, we'll come back. We'll let you hear from Terry Fontenot after this on Sports Radio 92.9.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game. That made me want to learn how to play the piano so bad when that
song came out.
When that song came out, I was like, all right, well, that's
right
one thing
there.
That's on the list. I guess that was 20 years ago.
I was going to say ooh.
I still haven't learned how to we'll get there. Hey, we're going to let you hear from Terry Fontenot in just a few minutes. The NFL draft is coming, and it starts tomorrow. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home for the most complete draft coverage in Atlanta. Starting at 7 p.m. tomorrow night as Mike Conte, Wes Durham, Dave Archer take you through the first round of the draft live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Stay with us all weekend long for pick-by-pick coverage and late-night wrap-up shows, all brought to you by your local Honda dealers and by Window Nation. Buy four windows and get four for free. The NFL draft starting Thursday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The fine, that's $300,000. That's total fines for him.
So he's been fined $300,000. Yes. Anthony Edwards has been fined $300,000 this season.
Yes.
Because he's gotten a lot of techs and stuff.
Yeah.
He got kicked out of a few games and stuff like that.
Remember how he got over his tech limit right before the last game and they rescinded it?
Uh-huh.
It was so great.
And then so it was just 50 for what he said.
$50,000
for what
he said. Well worth it.
Oh, it was worth it.
Well worth it. Well worth it.
I just feel like if fans are going to think their ticket means that they can go in there and say any kind of thing to athletes, then athletes can say any kind of thing they want back.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, maybe sometimes the athlete gets the better of the fan. Maybe sometimes the fan gets the better of the athlete. But in this case, Anthony Edwards won that interaction.
He damn sure did.
He won that interaction going away.
You know what?
And if I was a fan who was thinking about heckling Anthony Edwards next time, I might think twice.
Yes.
Because it seems like he's got some insults ready for you.
What the hell just happened with the – I'm live watching the game. What the world was that? But do the fans know that you don't get the money?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
What does happen to the money?
It's charity.
When you get fined by the league, it goes to charity? Mm-hmm. I guess that's good.
It goes to charity.
So then you could just say that you're a charitable, like, that's, I'm just a charitable guy.
Yeah, but that's what I was like. Right, let me go and donate some kids some shoes or something. I think it should be my decision who I donate money to, though, not you.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It always goes to whoever they give.
Yeah, I think it should be.
I think it should be. Okay, you find me $50,000? Okay, let me give it to this.
Yeah, but then you might give it to your charity.
Oh, now only a damn just unethical.
Only a bad person would
do that. Yes, would do that.
Or like your buddy's charity or something like that.
Yeah, hey, man, let me get that back, though.
Yeah, exactly. And then he feeds it back to you. Yeah, so maybe then picking is okay. But anyway, Anthony Edwards got fined $50,000. Not last night. This was game one. Last night, I don't think anybody got fined anything. Luka should be getting fined for the way that he's treating Rudy Gobert.
But
it's just disrespectful.
Stop damn switching.
Yeah, stop switching.
Stop switching.
Yeah, didn't you learn your lesson?
Or get off the court. One or two. Stop switching or get them off the court.
Learned their lesson last year? Yeah. I guess he was on a different team, but.
Yeah, he was giving them that work.
Yeah, you got to stop doing that. All right, so the draft's tomorrow. Terry Fontenot met with the media today. If you didn't listen to the entire press conference, we got you. We got you, okay? You don't have to. We'll let you hear the highlights right now. You know, as most general managers, the day before the draft are not going to give you any information. Terry Fontenot also being excellent at never giving away any information. You didn't learn a whole lot from Terry Fontenot. So save yourself the half an hour and just listen to this segment right now. Here is Terry Fontenot talking about open to doing anything to help the team.
We're going to do what's best for this football team, whether that's a trade or whatever it is. And so... So we're open to whatever it is, if it's going to help the team. Those calls are really important, too, in terms of the trades. And what you want to really get a feel for going into the draft, knowing who's aggressive and who actually wants to come up, who's looking to move down. You want to get a feel for those. Now, they don't really materialize until the actual draft because it depends on what's there. But that's how those calls go. A GM would say that, hey, look, if a certain player is there, we could be willing to come up. This is what we would give up. So you can go ahead and be prepared for who you expect to come up. Another thing we do is we have a chart basically on the tendencies of every general manager based off their drafts. So you can know who's more aggressive. Like what's the rate of this GM, 70% of the time they move up, this percentage they move down. So you want to know who's actually willing to make a trade. And so it can kind of narrow your process as you're going through that. But those calls are really important.
I thought that was kind of interesting.
It's very interesting. What do you think other teams' chart is about Terry?
It's funny. Someone asked him that, and he told.
Okay.
What do you think that Terry Fontenot's chart would say about him as a general manager?
Don't know.
No, because my inkling in hearing him, I had the exact same thought, and so did some person at the press conference, because they followed up immediately. My thought was, well, I think Terry Fontenot's been fairly – like
conservative
and kind of stayed with. No, I guess he's aggressive.
Oh,
I guess he falls in because they have traded up into the second round or traded up in the second round a number of times.
Okay,
remember they traded up last year
true.
To get Rook.
That is true.
And I think a couple of years ago they traded up to get was it to get Troy Anderson?
Yes,
but
he was.
In the second round he's traded up a couple of different times.
All right,
because the reality is most general managers don't trade all that much. Especially in the first couple rounds, right?
Yeah.
Maybe there's a couple that trade back, but yeah, I thought that was really fascinating about having a chart just sort of telling you which general managers are more likely or less likely to make a trade and then where he falls on that. But if Terry Fontenot falls as an aggressive general manager, then no general manager is actually aggressive. You know what I mean?
I know exactly.
Because I wouldn't think of him as really an aggressive general manager anyway.
When we talk about this team moving, and we mentioned this like either last week or earlier this week, are they at a point where they can give up future assets, meaning next year's picks, to get up somehow or another?
Yeah, I think they can.
You think they're right there?
As long as the person is a huge difference maker.
But that's the thing about it is, go back to what we talked about Emory, because I'm under the assumption that it's going to be a lot of stand pat, because are there guys that you move multiple? Because usually when you go multiple picks, he's got to be a bona fide something Hall of Fame type talent, you think. A lot of his quarterbacks, or like in the Falcons case, Julio Jones.
Yeah, right.
You know, a guy like that. So when you look at this draft, who's like that? You got Travis.
Yeah.
You got Abdul Carter.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Ashton Jenkins.
Yeah, maybe.
All right. And then there's a lot of other really good players.
Uh-huh.
That goes, and then he was talking about, you know, as far as like Warren and these dudes.
So I don't think there's any person for the Falcons positions of need that they would mortgage, like Julio was a mortgage your future trade.
Yes.
Like we're giving up. We don't care. We got to get that guy. And look, I mean, They were right. Julio Jones was amazing. Like, yes. He was probably the best wide receiver of his generation, or one of at least. And you won not as many games as maybe you would like to, but you had about the best 10-year run that the franchise has ever had.
Correct.
After you made that and put him and Matt together. So that worked out. I don't know that there's anything like that they would do, because they're not going to be able to get from 15 to 3 to get Abdul Carter if that's what they wanted to do. And I also just would doubt that they would do that.
Right.
So they don't have to go that far, but maybe, you know, maybe you want to get to, maybe you think Jalen Walker is the difference between, you know, where you're at, right? Or the one guy outside of Abdul Carter that kind of is the edge type guy that can change the entire trajectory of your defense.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what they do, you have to be right.
Okay.
You have to be.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, because you're going to give up stuff to go from 15. Because if you're going to get Jalen, you're going to have to get in the top 8.
You have to be right even if you stay at 15, honestly. Well, given where they're at,
right.
And in my opinion, the hot seat that they sit on right now because of what's happened over the last handful of years. But yeah, if you made a move to trade up to get a guy, like, you got to be really, really right about that guy. And I don't think there's any parameters in place that would say you're not allowed to do that because you might get fired.
Okay.
I think that would be silly.
Because you're gonna have to give up
wouldn't
next
you
year. You're gonna have to give up next year's stuff.
Right. And you might not be here to make next year's pick, but wouldn't that, like, you can't hamstring your GM and
I understand that.
You can't do this
because
you might not be
here. But the thing about it is you're giving up a lot.
Yeah.
You're going from 15 to say 7, that's this one. Maybe next year's one.
Yeah, I don't know. The other thing that I heard people kind of throwing out there as a possibility is just because there's not the quarterback rush, there's not going to be that quarterback rush, maybe it's cheaper to move up this year than in most years.
I saw that this morning.
Because what would it normally cost traditionally, because everybody has that chart of like, okay, if the 15th draft pick is worth this, to get up 6 spots, you have to give up this compensation.
I saw that this morning.
Maybe the exchange rate, for lack of a better term, maybe the 2025 draft exchange rate is lower.
Like, somebody was like, you probably don't have to give up a 1.
Yeah, maybe you don't.
Yeah.
Because just the draft is different. Like, the depth is there from, and we've said this going back, because Daniel Jeremiah has been saying this about this draft for months. 20 to 60 is pretty flat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and not to say that it's not good, but you're going to be able to get quality 20 to 60 that most drafts would fall off a little bit more rapidly
like
than
last
that.
Year.
Like last year. Exactly. So maybe because there's not that 6 quarterback run in the top 15 or 12 or whatever it was last year, maybe the cost to move up is a little cheaper.
It could be. It could be.
If that's what you think is the difference for you, then do it.
Mm-hmm.
Do it. I don't have a guy that I'm married to, but if you do, go ahead and do it.
If that guy is there, like you just said, an immediate impact player that you want to go get him.
I saw Mason Graham, and this is not any commentary from the analyst on him. It was just sort of team needs and different good players rising and stuff like that. They had him falling out of the top 10. And that's, you know, that's just based on, okay, this team does this. This team jumps up and wants a wide receiver. This team does that. Like, that's the thing about the draft is, like, being a top 10 draft pick is almost impossible, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and he's certainly talented enough to do that. Being the 12th or 13th overall pick isn't an insult.
No, it's not.
That's still incredible.
No, it's not.
To be a first-round draft pick in the NFL in general is almost, that's an insane lifetime accomplishment that almost no one gets. So the fact that you're doing that means that you're one of the best football players ever to play.
Yes.
All that to say, sometimes guys that are probably top 10 talents don't go in the top 10.
No, it happens all the time.
All the time. Every single year
and
that
some
happens.
Some guys who are top 10 talents get drafted in the top 10 aren't.
Yeah, some guys that aren't top 10 talents end up going in the top 5 because whatever, a team gets tricked or whatever. I don't know. They're wrong. The teams get it wrong sometimes. Maybe there's a guy that you value or view as a top 5 that you think to yourself, and this is when it comes back to the draft boards and all this stuff.
Okay.
Like, you have no idea what's going to happen in front of
you. Who do you think? Because they're not getting up to get Abdul. They're not getting up to 3.
He's going to go in the top 3.
Let's say they get to 7. Is there a guy there?
What do you mean?
Is there that game-changing, game-breaker defender there?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
But you can probably get the same value for a guy at
15. Who's the guy you think is the – okay, if Abdul Carter's the best edge rusher, who's the second best?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I know who I like.
Who do you – I mean, yeah, like who do you like?
Because I'm
the Georgia guys.
Yes.
Okay. So then do it. There's two frustrating scenarios for me.
Is Jalen Walker 10 spots going up to get?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
That's a lot to give up to go get him, but I don't know.
Like,
somebody's going to take him probably 7 or 8.
Who goes up and gets – but not a lot of people go up and get linebackers and defensive.
Right.
They, a lot of
Because he's like a tweener, right?
A lot of people don't do that.
Tweener if you're being negative, versatile if you're being positive, however you want to put it. But like if you're trading up to get him, versatile is the word you're using.
You better use it.
Here's the thing that I hope doesn't happen, because there's kind of two scenarios that I'm not interested in. I would love if either one of those guys is available at 15 and the Falcons take him.
Yes.
I would hate if either one of those guys is available at 15 and the Falcons don't take him.
Yes.
What I would also hate, and this seems pretty possible at this point, is Jalen Walker and Micah Williams both play in the NFC South next year.
With Carolina and for the Saints.
Yeah, one to the Carolina and one to the Saints at 8-9. And then you just have to deal with them for the next decade. I don't want that either.
No.
But yeah, it's possible. I don't know. I don't have a draft board, Randy. I didn't make one. Do you make one?
No, I don't make draft boards.
Yeah, I didn't make one.
Yes.
I didn't make one. So I don't have one.
Yes.
But they should just get somebody who's super good. That'd be mine. That's what they should do. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, 404-726-0929. Call us up. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
DMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap up the show every single day. Phone lines, a couple available if you want to jump on, 404-726-0929. And remember, the AMA is a little longer than it used to be, so we'll get to more phone calls than we have available hold spots. So after we get through a couple, call then. Get on hold. We'll get to you. Final hour of the show also brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Let's start with Paul, who's in College Park. Hey, Paul.
Yes, sir. Don't y'all remember Hal Carmichael? He's the same size as Pitts, right?
Yes.
Wasn't he? You know, why don't they use Pitts like that? You know, wide receiver. seems like that's the footage I've seen of him at Florida, too, every time I've seen highlights of him streaking up the sideline. And do y'all, we had this discussion before, y'all, a topic about washing the chicken. Are y'all washing your chicken now? Please wash your chicken.
Hey, Paul. All right, Paul. Paul, kind of off the beaten path there. Kind of all over the place. Why don't they use Kyle Pitts like Harold Carmichael?
Have you ever seen Harold Carmichael's play?
Mm-mm.
Okay, I mean, he's a big ass. I mean, he's about the same size as Kyle Pitts was. It's a different time of you know, of football then, back in the early 80s. They do use him that way. They just don't use him. It's the difference.
There you have it.
Yeah, they don't use him. They don't use him enough. They don't use him in the best way to use him. I think I know the best way. I keep saying it, but, you know.
Yeah, they don't do that.
They don't do that.
But the problem is he's not on the field.
Yeah, he's not on the field.
Like, he got out-snapped by Charlie Warner in the final 10 games of the season.
About 37 snaps.
But, yeah, Charlie Warner's playing more. And Charlie's not going to do that kind of stuff.
No, he's not.
They're not having him run those routes.
So why would they let him run it?
So he's got to get on the field.
Yes.
Before they can do any of that kind of stuff with him.
Yes.
And hopefully that happens this year.
Yes.
As far as washing your chicken.
Who doesn't wash their chicken?
What are we talking about here? Like, what are we doing?
Like, before you cook it? Like, wash it?
Well, like,
yeah, rinsing it off out of the package.
Oh, yeah. If you get it in that package, it's got all that juice stuff all over it.
Yeah,
you just rinse it off.
Yeah.
Is that what he means?
I'm assuming so.
Okay.
Because
I'm not using soap.
No, but I just, like, we have Yvonne was, like, she used to work for us and everything. And, like, Yvonne cooked one day. And, like, Yvonne's from Jamaica. Don't nobody clean their meat like Jamaican folks. Like, they clean it like, she cleaned it like, four, she washed it, rinsed it 4 or 5 times, got lime, scrubbed the meat with the lime, went back and washed it again. I was like, damn, I don't even want no more.
Wow.
Yeah, it ain't that serious to me. Because, I mean, I wash it off, I pat it dry, and once I put it off in that grease, hey, I ain't never had no salmonella before, Andy.
Well, yeah, but
not one day.
You know what kills that?
Yeah.
Cooking it.
Yeah, I ain't never had it. And I'm going to say this, I ain't washed my chicken all the time. Sometimes I just throw it on the grill.
Well,
but you know what? I ain't never got no salmonella.
If I get
diarrhea, fire, nothing.
If I get some of that, like Costco, they'll have like the big packs of chicken, mm-hmm. and they're sealed up, mm-hmm. right? And there's like some little juices in there that are gross.
Mm-hmm.
I will rinse that off the chicken before I cook it. But if I get it in one of those, like, you know, what's a styrofoam bottom, kind of saran wrap top? There's no gross juices in that.
Yeah, man.
I'll just cook that chicken.
Yeah, but I'm cooking it.
But again, if you cook it, that'll kill all the other stuff.
We know this, Andy. We know this. All right, Paul just being difficult. Wash the chicken. Whatever,
do whatever
Paul.
You want with
do
your
you
chicken.
Want with your damn chicken.
Just try not
good.
To get sick.
Good.
Frank is on the perimeter, or in the perimeter.
What's up, fellas? How we doing?
Hi, Frank.
Good.
Hey, I can't imagine that no one's ever called in and asked this, but I don't remember it. So if Bo could answer too, that'd be cool.
Great.
If you was a wrestler, what would your name be and what's your finishing move?
All right, Frank. People have asked us wrestling-related questions.
Yes,
mine would be my name would be Sasquatch because I'm pretty hairy, probably hairier than you would think. And I don't know what my finishing move would be. I never thought about that.
You're more of a ground attack person.
Yeah, I'm not doing a lot of aerial stuff.
Figure four leg lock.
Okay.
Figure four leg lock. There we go. Figure four leg lock. I don't know. I have no clue what my name would be. But I don't, like, the finishing moves have all changed names, but it's still the same damn move.
Do people still have finishing moves?
They do.
Okay.
I would probably.
They're not as effective these days because people kick out of them all the time.
Yes.
Which to me is more realistic. Like, some of them are just, like, nobody is going to be hurt by that.
What's the most famous finishing move?
The most
like, the rock
famous?
Bottom, was that his finishing move?
The Stone Cold Stunner.
Stunner, was that? Okay, I know that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably do the reverse stunner.
You know who loves?
No, I know what I would do. I would do Ravishing Rick Rude's reverse neck breaker. And I would do all the gyrations and get them turned like that. Yes.
You know who loves a stunner? Getting a stunner performed on them? Jack. Loves it. I give him a stunner. He thinks it's hilarious.
Of course he does.
I'm giving him stunners off the couch. That's the one that's stood the test of time for me. I was giving stunners 30 years ago. I'm giving stunners now. Stunner never goes out
stunner
of style.
Stunner never goes out
of style. Doesn't go out of style. Steve's in Gainesville. Hey, Steve.
Hey, man. How are you guys today?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Look, I got a question for you. I think it was last year y'all were at a Braves game behind home plate, and I watched y'all the whole game, so I rank you as some of the best professional drinkers I've ever seen. So one of my favorite places to go to is a brewery.
Yes.
And I was at a brewery Friday night about 9:30 after about 3 or 4 beers, and there was these two little kids about 5 years old running between us. And we finally told them to stop, and of course, Daddy took exception to it. And
almost got arrested. But I was just wondering, what is y'all's take on children at breweries?
You know, I don't have an issue. I take it back. Because one of my favorite, I'm not going to say the name, but we were there one time, and it was this little kid, and he was throwing rocks over in our direction.
Right.
And so I said, hey, little dog, stop throwing them damn rocks, just like that. And I said it loud enough because I wanted his mom and daddy to hear.
Right.
And she looked over there. I looked at her, and I pointed to this kid, and she went and got him and brought him over there. So if you're going to have your children at a brewery, watch your kids.
Yeah, that's right.
And the reason I say that, because you know what I do? I watch my children.
Exactly.
All right? I don't let my children run wild at no damn brewery while I'm on one side getting a beer and they ass out of my sight. No. Yeah.
I don't mind well-behaved kids at the brewery.
Yeah.
I don't like badass kids.
I don't like
at the
badass
brewery.
Kids. Yeah.
And I think that that's a pretty good standard. Now, I do think, like, I don't remember how I felt about it before I had kids.
Right.
I don't remember thinking about it. Mm-mm. I don't ever remember being bothered by, because there's, like, it's something that has started. I don't know when it started, but it's like a brewery thing. People bring their kids to breweries.
Yes.
It's great as somebody who likes breweries and has kids.
Right.
I liked breweries before I had kids, but I don't remember noticing them. You know?
Yeah.
I don't, you like, don't know. Because when you don't have kids, you don't have to think about kids.
That's my thing about it. When I'm there by myself, I don't worry about what I, but if I'm with my kids, I'm making sure my kids are not being the little.
Right.
You know,
exactly. Right. Just make sure your kids are behaving themselves.
Yes.
I don't remember noticing kids anywhere until I had kids.
No,
At the airport, I'm like, obviously, with my kids, if I'm there at the airport with them, that's no fun. But if you're there, now that if I'm ever at an airport without my kids and I see other people with kids, I just say a little prayer for them.
Yeah.
I'm just like, good luck.
Because you know how they are.
Because it's not going to be fun.
You
like, at some point, it's going to be a disaster. And I just hope, it goes okay for you. I saw they have these, like, suitcases where kids can sit on them.
Mm-hmm.
And they can just kind of roll them around.
They have them.
That's awesome.
The kids have them.
That's a great thing.
But yeah, that's
a really good idea.
For, like you said, the dude's dad got to take exception. Don't take it.
Just get
your damn kids
under control.
Yeah, get your damn kids.
Get your kids under control.
Because I would hate to put your ass to sleep because you don't want to watch your child.
You don't want to get knocked out in front of your kid. That wouldn't be any good.
Watch your damn kids.
Shane's in Fayetteville. Hey, Shane.
Hey, y'all, Andy got me laughing. We being mad, disrespectful as Rudy Gobert asking where your girl at. I once had an ex drop. She was on a date. I had her dropped off in front of my house while I stood in the door. What's the most disrespectful thing you ever did like that?
No, wait a minute. What happened to you?
One of my exes on a date. I called and told her to come over, and I had her date drop off in front of my house while I stood in the door.
Wow, that is disrespectful.
So your ex had a date
and got dropped off at his house. At the end of the date.
Oh, somebody would have had date. I would have came whipped your ass.
Yeah, I would have been.
I can't hit her.
I wouldn't have dropped her off.
So I got, but I'm going to come fight
where
you.
Where am I dropped? I'm sure she didn't tell him.
No, because your ass called her and told him to bring home.
Yeah, just to be petty.
Just to be petty, right?
Just to be petty. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we got to go fight.
That is wildly disrespectful, Shane.
That's disrespectful as hell. I got to fight you. You got to give me some gas money.
Wait, so, Randy, you going to go through the door with her and then go in a dude's house?
Let me tell you something, man. I ain't dropping your ass off nowhere.
I wouldn't do it either.
No.
Surely he didn't know.
Right.
No, definitely not. I'm picking
you up. But he eventually knew.
But here's the thing. If I'm picking you up, I'm dropping you off right where I picked you up because of that right there.
Right.
You know,
like this is not a
can
bus.
You take me somewhere else? Nope.
No.
I'm taking you where I dropped you off.
Or to my house.
Yes.
There's two options.
One or two. Right?
Third location?
You know, what I tell you about going to folks' house. I told you don't be going up in the Wim House. See, they got Shannon ass. They got Unk on the damn on the secret counter.
Oh,
that's why you don't go to women's houses, fellas. Trying to tell y'all this.
I used to love it.
Don't go to no woman's house.
I was quick to go.
There's no way in hell you go to a woman's house.
Sheets are more comfortable, smells good.
Mm-mm.
But no one wanted anything from me.
Don't go to no woman's house. Trying to tell you.
Is there not a caveat, though? Like, doesn't she have to want to try to get something from you?
I don't have
anything to get.
Unless that's your... Go to that woman's house, man.
I don't know. Sometimes they have cereal.
I don't give a damn. I ain't trying to eat no food either.
Tomorrow morning, I'm trying to eat something.
Yeah, I'm trying to eat no food.
Sometimes they have breakfast. Steve isn't coming. Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. Just my grandson started going to our, it's a private club, but our bar when he was 7 years old. And now he's got a plaque on it because he was so well behaved.
Awesome.
That's great.
And he's 20 now, and he has learned more from that bar. He learned how to play gin.
Yep.
He learned about sports.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of the best things I ever accidentally did for him growing up.
But that's the thing, though. You learn so much from being around people when you can sit around older people and you sit and listen.
There's nothing better than being around, as a young person,
absolutely.
There's nothing better than being around older people and just sort of listening to what they're talking
and
about.
And listen. Yeah, that's it. Listen.
Absolutely.
I think it's something
that's
been lost.
Guys.
Yep.
Yeah. It's a lost art.
But I do have a serious question.
Okay.
And I've been wanting to ask this about Michael Penix and Kirk Cousins. Sure, Penix is going to be great. He has a huge injury history. Isn't there some small part of us that wants to hang on to Kirk Cousins because one of these days Penix is going to be playing top and he's going to pull a hamstring?
No.
Yeah, I don't know, Steve.
Really?
I mean,
no.
I don't know
no.
what the smallest part of me is.
Yeah.
But even that part doesn't want Kurt around.
Nope.
It's like I'm ready. You can't live like that, man. Like they drafted Michael Penix 8th overall because they were ready for Michael Penix at some point. The point is now to be the future quarterback of the franchise. And when you have a franchise quarterback, you build the thing around him.
Yes.
You can't be doing maybe he's going to hurt his hamstring.
Teams
stuff.
Don't base that kind of situation off of. He may get hurt, so we got it. No.
No.
Now, look, they'll
have a backup quarterback.
Andy, there are no contingencies to a starting franchise quarterback.
No.
The Falcons actually are one of the rare teams that had one.
They're the only. Yeah. Yes.
No.
When the Falcons are the outlier, it's always a special situation. It's always great. They were the outlier last year with a top 10 quarterback backing up a $100 million guy, and now they're the outlier in the other direction with a top 10 quarterback being backed up by a $100 million backup. Boy, isn't it great. can't wait for the Falcons to stop being an outlier with some of this stuff. Here's the thing I'll say about Penix, though, and I'm absolutely biased, so take this with a grain of salt. He hasn't gotten hurt since Indiana.
Yes.
Like, he played two healthy seasons at Washington.
Yes.
And a big part of why is because he doesn't run the ball like he used to. He used to be a much more mobile quarterback. Now, he can, and at the end of his second year at Washington, they used more of his legs to try to, you know, as a changeup in some of those big games they played in. But he had a really healthy two seasons at Washington. Now, he did get hit in the ribs in the Oregon game his second year there, and I think it affected him for a couple of games after that. But that happens to guys.
Mm-hmm.
They got banged up. It's football. But he's been healthy for a couple of years now.
I agree with you.
So
that's why when people say that, I always want to ignore the listener, but I ignore that part. I said that was like 3 years ago.
It was a while ago, and I have to hope that the style of play changed that a little bit. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
A lot of options today.
Terry Fontenot's voice matches his body.
It really does. Yeah. Doesn't he sound just
like he
looks? And
yes,
he looks
does.
Just like he sounds.
Yes, he does.
I mean, you never know what Emory Hunt's going to say, but I didn't expect Harriet Tubman.
Yes.
We got Harriet Tubman.
Yes, we did.
Andy wants to learn to play the piano. Randy just wants to go, ooh, 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 ooh. And according to Terry, it's voluntary for Kirk to come or not to come. Tafari Branch.
Dog it, Bo.
Look, guys, vampires have rules. You can't just change them.
That's true.
I said that, so I obviously agree with it. But I do firmly believe that. I know they're made-up rules. You can't just remake them up. All rules are made up. You know what I mean? All right.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.